the amount of roof or schach that a person should place on their sukkah is really a balancing act. On one hand, we know that it's necessary that the schach must be selasa maruba machamasa, must produce more shade than sun. However, if you would ask any child, they all say the most important thing is that you have to look up and you have to be able to see the stars. In fact, we discussed the significance of why the stars should be looked upon specifically on Sukkot. But the question is really necessary? In fact, this is a question presented in the Gemara, in the second chapter of Masechta Sukkah. It says as follows. Mishnah tells us that in this particular situation, if you have meruba kamin bias, that it's so thick, your schach, that it almost has the appearance that it has the same amount of thickness as one's own roof in their house. Says the Gemara that afal pi she'ein hakochavim nirin mitocha, even though a person is not able to see the stars looking up at their schach, you can only see schach, you can't see anything else in the middle of the night because it's so thick. The Gemara says that ksheira, that it's not a problem. It's still a kosher sukkah. Then the Gemara concludes, it says, ein koch v'chama nirin mitocha, if you can't even see the stars of the sun, the daylight, then already you have a dispute that Beis Shammai says, poslin Beis Hillel machshir. You can probably imagine, presumably it would hold like Beis Hillel as we normally do. That's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that it says the following, derech hasichuch liyos kal, that the way a person should make their schach, the roof of their sukkah, should be kal. Kal generally means lenient, but it also here would mean not so much. Why? So this way you'll be able to look through it, you'll be able to see the large stars. Continues in the Mechaber, what if, similar to the language of the Gemara, what if this schach is very thick, comparable to one's home? Even if you can't see the stars, it's kosher. So we find, which perhaps, if you tell a child this, they might get a little upset, but nonetheless, the halacha really states that even if you can't see the stars, it's not a problem. Your sukkah is still fine. However, there are those that are meticulous also, that the Mechaber states, to make sure that you don't have so much schach, because you do, potentially, we should look through the schach to see the stars, but if one is not able to do so, it's not an issue, the sukkah is still fine. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. V'achronim kosvu, that the achronim state, d'lechatchila, preferably be'inan d'afil b'layla, preferably that even at night, yeira'u kochvei layla metocha, you should be able to see the stars. That's what the achronim state. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Darkei Moshe, that he brings in the name of the Maril. He says, the mutter l'sachech hasukkah av harbe. Quoting the Maril, a person is allowed to use for schach a lot of it. Because it's impossible that even though the schach is pretty thick, it's pretty difficult that if you look up, you're not going to be able to find some stars up there. Even if, let's say, at night you're unable to find the stars, it's still not an issue. Just as long as in the day when the sun is shining, that you can see that there's rays of sun going through certain parts of your sukkah, that's all you need. And that's good enough. It doesn't have to be that sun is going straight throughout the sukkah. Just as long as there's some point, some areas where you can see there's cracks and crevices in the schach, and therefore the sun can shine through. Then he continues and quotes the words of the Sefer Bikuri Yaakov. Then he says that there are some people that are very lenient, if you want to call it a leniency, that they put a lot of schach on their sukkah. And the question is why? What's the significance of this? Why do they do this? It's a very logical explanation. Sheish lochush, because a person perhaps could be concerned, especially in colder climates, de'im yasa schach dak yoser, if it doesn't have a lot of schach up there, what's going to happen on a nice cold night? So what will happen is, yinashev haruach yoser toch haschach. that the wind is going to be blowing and it's going to go right through the schach, and more importantly, it's going to go right through you. It's going to be very difficult for you to be able to function in that sukkah. As we mentioned on the second day of Sukkot, that a person who is in anguish because of the freezing cold, the bitterness of the winds, then you no longer have to be in that sukkah. The sta'er is pater min a sukkah. And therefore, the logic of having a lot of schach, it's some form of an insulator that a person is able to still be in a sukkah, even in colder climates, and be able to be in the sukkah with some degree of comfort. And then he continues and says the words of the Prima Gadim. That the Prima Gadim writes, De'afshir l'inyan re'iyas ha'kochavim, with regard to seeing the stars, Da'i b'chol ha'sukkah im hu ro'eh rak b'mokam echad. It doesn't have to be that we have a large sukkah, let's say the size of this room, that every inch of it, when you look up in this corner, that corner, that you have to constantly be able to see the stars. Just as long as there's some part in your sukkah that you're able to look through the schach, that's good enough. It's not necessary that that has to apply to the entire sukkah. So we now see that a certain level of thickness is not an issue at all. But how much is too much? And on this, we conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that Rotzalomar lo gedolim lo katanim. Even if you can't see the large, or even the small, or even the large stars, nonetheless, it's okay. However, he concludes with the quote of the Achronim. He says, "Mikol makom im hi meuba kol kach." If this schach is so thick, ad she'en hagishamim yecholim leiri mitocha, that even with the rain coming down, you won't even know the difference. You look out your window, you see all your neighbors leaving their sukkah, and you can't figure out why. The reason why is it's pouring rain. But it's not pouring rain in your sukkah, say you're laughing. But the problem is, that's an issue, that's not considered to be a kosher sukkah anymore. That even if there's a tremendous downpour, and still for some reason you're bone dry, that's a problem. Why, what's the problem? You're still in a sukkah, that's still schach. So he explains, because v'im kin havi ke'ein bias. How's that any different than living in your very own comfort of your own home? And therefore, in that situation, yishol hachmir the lisul mishim gzeres bias, because it already has the appearance that you're looks like you're in a house. Therefore, it no longer looks like you're in a diras arai, in a temporary dwelling of a sukkah. And therefore, at that level, then that's too much schach, and therefore you should remove some of it. So therefore, the litmus test, in conclusion, to determine if you have too much schach, is you have to wait for a downpour, and if it pours and pours buckets, and you don't get wet, then you know that you have a problem with your sukkah. All I can say is, personally, I hope that test doesn't happen tomorrow from 12 to 5, when we have a huge carnival. So hopefully it'll be dry, and we'll worry about that another year, but not this year, and certainly not tomorrow. Chadad Nogash Hartzak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zavsof Hizka Karma, Hem Tremet Tishnemar, Haranoi Chavein Tzimansi, Koyat Tzorav Yadir, Kodesh.